The next 10 minutes is going to be chaotic. I have no idea what is going to happen, but it is going to be around uniquely positioning to traverse multiple divergent art forms and mediums simultaneously. What does that mean? I have in the studio with me violinist Eleanor Spears.
Hello.
You may pluck away just to prove that you have your violin with you. And we have dancer Gita Galina. Oh, there we go. You can just say hello. You can't sort of jeter. You can't do an entrechat very noisily, can you? And why are you here?
So we're here to talk about a show we're doing next week at the Commons called...
Conception.
Conception, okay. And the Commons, the House of Commons, now that Boris Johnson's on holiday, they're giving the space to you?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, it would be.
Can you organize it? The Commons in Musenberg. A wonderful interdisciplinary space that allows us to explore different facets of things. And they asked me to come and bring a musical event for Women's Month. And I was like, no thanks, I'd rather bring in my dancer.
And who is woman? So.
Who is woman? Yes. Gita Galina, and a wonderful visual artist.
Kayla Grovier.
She says it better.
And we have a wonderful videographer and photographer, Lindsay Apollos, who is actually immersed in our... show as well.
Immersed in what sense?
So we're creating what I initially thought would be a wonderful thing was to have a 360 projection of visuals, and then because we already have worked together where we improvise and we work off each other, and I'm like, what if you can have, and I've worked with paintings too, painting interpretations, so I was like, what if you can be inside the visuals with the audience? So the audience is inside the visuals with us reacting to the visuals, so they're watching us create in real time. And then Lindsay, who's this incredible videographer, he brings this unique and beautiful eye, and we're going to have him project some of what he sees in real time, and that will also be part of what we're reacting to. So it's really, as your favorite word, organic.
Only when it applies to vegetables and to wine, that's it. Organic in any other sense, not for me. How are we going to give our listeners, because this is an audio medium rather than a visual one, how are we going to give them a sense of what the conception will be like?
Ellie is going to play, and I'm going to dance, and we're hoping that you have some input in your what you see.
Can't we ask George to have the input? George is a man who's big on input.
Say how you feel.
I mean, seriously, so what am I supposed to... I'm supposed to say what I think you are doing, what the...
No, not in real time. So we're just going to do what we usually do, and if you could maybe describe your experience of what happened. We won't do too long, so...
You can't. We don't have... There's some very serious financial chat that happens at 6 o'clock and we can't stop that.
That's secondary to us.
Okay, but the problem is that people listening are not going to see what you are doing. So how do we deal with that?
So that doesn't matter. So I really felt like they can hear me playing, and then afterwards we can talk about it a bit, but I really think you will pick up something and they can get to hear your perspective.
Oh, boy. Pressure.
Your conception of it.
Okay. All right, well,
you ready?
I do love the violin, so go. Dramatic silence ends now.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do all of that in that confined space. But
lots
anyway.
Of practice.
And so now I am supposed to do what?
So is there anything that you picked up, or it was a bit tricky in this lighting, I suppose.
Yeah, what was your experience? Did you feel anything?
I was fascinated by the shoes in which you are dancing. I don't think I've ever seen dancing as energetic and as busily gracious, because when we're physically intense, really physically intense around desire, around moving towards something and then moving away from something, being desiring something and being threatened by something. You're nodding sagely as if I might be on the right track.
So on the right track. It's moving through many things.
Yeah, and the fact that you were doing it in Doc Martens was especially interesting to me. George, you see, you do have input. George said it was fascinating. The dancer made me like the emotion of the violin.
Interesting.
So he was seeing an interplay between the two of you and saw you, Galina, as the progenitor of it, and you as the follower, rather than I kind of saw it as you responding to the music. And George saw it the other way around. But, I mean, that's it, you know, because all art is personally experienced.
Yes, exactly. And it's how I conceive of her movement, how she hears my music, how the audience, each audience member will see it differently and try and place meaning into it, right? So it's leaving space, and there's no, like, one, there's no hierarchical one leader who's deciding everything. It's leaving space for each artist to kind of flourish and express themselves to their most. And we can have quiet moments, too, but I guess we're in
I really feel that, like, the conversation and what's inspiring me seems to change instantaneously, and then I feel the other person respond to that, and then that changes into a whole different direction.
And all of that is, but I mean, that was not rehearsed. Your dancing was not rehearsed in any way. Were you improvising on the basis of emotions in your head, or were you improvising on the basis of the sounds that were coming from Eleanor's violin?
I feel like it's energy between both of us. So it goes between yes to Ellie's violin and yes to my own almost music. I feel like my dancing is silent music.
Dancing as silent music. I quite like that. Can we just so the details? It is at the Commons on Thursday next week.
That's correct.
What time?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Booking.
Booking through the Commons and Quicket, and it's 100 rand a ticket.
Yes. Okay.